You and I were having a conversation about the electromagnetic body and how real solutions to what's happening in the healthcare field require an understanding and appreciation and attention to the electromagnetic body. But for many people, it's a completely alien concept. And I realized that in the control grid interview, we had described sort of three tracks of control. And if you look at what Mr. Global is doing in terms of engineering the digital control system, particularly CBDCs, they're literally integrating those three tracks into one track so that the mind manipulation is in the same channel, if you will, as the financial transactions. And it's pretty frightening because they're planning on manipulating the electromagnetic body and the financial body at the same time.
Yeah, they are. And I call our topic also tentatively the economy of the energy body, because we are opening a whole new economy as we are entering into the domain of the energy body and bodies, as we will have to realize there is several layers of us, and it's not only the electromagnetics, it's also going into consciousness, and we will discuss all of this. And then the whole idea of mind control takes on a much larger perspective, a much larger reality.
Right, because it's really mind harvesting.
Wow, that's, yeah, excellent.
Well, but isn't it fair to say that our electromagnetic field is just the part of the field that the body relates to, and it's just part of the field? In other words, there's no, at some point, there's no place where our electromagnetic process ends and the field begins. It's all the field.
Yes,
We're not
if you
separate.
define the field as electromagnetic, I would define the field like in terms of Lynn McTaggart, for example, or others who are working with this concept of the field, not only as electromagnetic. Electromagnetic body is still a physical manifestation, but there may be areas where we are going to, which are, they are tentatively termed plasma, torsion fields, biofields, etc. There is no consensus on what it is, but there is observations, even by leading scientists that are doing electromagnetic research.
There's been billions of dollars of research
Right.
on how to use this knowledge and use it to manipulate us.
Yes.
And
Yes.
it's quite extraordinary. Again, to me, the gap between where we are and where Mr. Global is. But I also believe the day that the freedom fighters say, you know something, we're going to close the gap,
Yes.
it would be remarkable what
Yeah.
we could achieve. And yet there's a, it's almost like there's a force field. Everybody's been trained, I don't want to look at this. I don't want to face this. This is too
And I'm
overwhelming.
telling you, I believe this is one of those devices.
Yes.
It is once we say a certain word, there's a haze. Or once we address a certain topic, there is, oh, I don't want to look at this. And I'm sure this is part of this psi weapons.
Oh, I'm absolutely convinced, but I also think there's a real fear
Yeah.
that we can't solve this. And I know
Yeah.
we can,
Yes.
but you have to look at it. You have
That's
to
right.
look at it, and you have to, you need lots and lots and lots of motivated, smart people taking it apart. If you look at the parts of the control grid, from the surveillance and telecommunications and mind control to the financial incentives and nuts and bolts and the transaction train tracks and then the covert operations, they're talking about building a electrical grid literally into the body with brain machine interface and Neuralinks or
Yes.
chips
Yes.
that integrates all these different lines into one. And you have central bank to human. You have it going direct from the central bank right into the human. And it's not just into the human's wallet, it's into their mind.
Yes.
I mean, this is
Yes.
a whole body control grid. It's not just a
Yes.
financial transaction control grid, it's a whole body control grid, which includes your pocketbook, but includes your whole being, your whole intelligence.
Yes, and it's a very, very gruesome and shocking vision that you're drawing here. And I think you're right. It's that makes the most sense of saying going direct. And I would even say it's also related to that economy of the energy body. It's like beginning to harvest,
Right.
not just, what we produce, our work, our labor, or our manufacturing, but harvesting something else, harvesting our own body's electricity, for one. But I feel it will continue to
Right.
harvest our psychic powers, our psychological powers, our spiritual powers,
Right.
consciousness.
Right. So it really, when Sutrat Bhakti talking about mRNA says it's the end of humanity, he's right.
It is, yeah.
Right. And if I hate to say this, if you read Pharmafood, which is a remarkable blockbuster report we just published, I mean, clearly part of the technology they're working on is not just how to, create longevity in humans that they choose to live longer lives, but you're literally looking possibly at the technology to figure out how to, make a human being in the laboratory.
Yes,
Right. So,
indeed.
we're facing, if Atlantis is when we blew ourselves up the last time, we're definitely moving towards doing that again. The current financial system turns life and money, they have a win-lose relationship because Mr. Global is harvesting and controlling the life. But if you can re-engineer to a win-win, the wealth potential, given all these things, is fantastic. I'm ready.
I'm ready to.